If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Josh Briscoe, one more time here on 96.5 The Fan during the Chiefs season. We wrap up all of our Chiefs sort of guests throughout the week. Beakley ain't going anywhere, by the way.
No, in case big you're season wondering. For him.
Manager Matt Cotrero and his wife, Miss Cotrero, will be in studio on Thursday. And then Mitch Holthus, one last time for the season on Friday as well.
Cowboys fired Eberflus.
That guy's done.
Really? Yep.
All right.
But you act surprised.
I mean, I guess I get it. I just didn't think it was his fault. You trade away the best player and you don't really do a lot. Like, oh, well, defense wasn't good. Like,
yeah, right, no yeah. Dip,
Sherlock.
That's exactly right.
No dip.
Let's trade our best player and then say the yeah. defense is no good and then fire the coach.
That makes sense, yes.
Yes, Jerry Jones logic.
Yep. Well, now he can go get Jonathan Gannon.
It's true.
Shots. Explosives. So Bob put the over-under at 20 for him. Mm-hmm. He put it at 12 to 15 for me, and Mac, 2.
I know, I got 2.
I honest to God don't know why you'd be doing any of these things at your age.
So the fair. Post was yesterday, and I've seen this post. I think I got to 18.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
I think. I could be wrong, but it is from Matt Penner on Twitter. He says he got a 10. I feel confident nobody has all 20. And it is things that you probably would never use anymore.
Right.
It is a rotary phone.
Used it.
Mac, ever use a rotary phone?
Not in like for its actual use, no, but I've held one and gotten to like play around with it.
So the answer's no.
So no. Yeah. No.
I have not used one.
You have not?
No.
Okay.
A floppy disk?
Yep.
Okay. I have used that.
No.
By the way,
I know what it is.
I think that's what ended up catching the, was it BTK killer?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, he sent a floppy disk from a church. And they tracked it.
Yeah.
Used a typewriter?
Oh, yeah.
I have not used a typewriter.
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
I take typing.
Taking photos with a film camera, by the way, popular again.
It is, yes.
I have that. I have done that for sure.
Mac, have you done that?
No, I have not.
Okay.
Listen to music on a CD, Mac,
yes,
for
yes,
sure.
Yeah, yes.
I've done that. Listen to a cassette tape.
Yep.
I've done that.
Yes.
Okay. So you've hit your over.
See, I thought you would hit vinyl record.
Yeah, but
and that would be it.
Vinyl I've done
and those
for sure.
Have come back
I
hard.
Just listened to a vinyl record like 3 days ago. I've one in my kitchen. I love it. Listen to music on a Walkman.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely did. I had even the headphones that wrapped around the ear.
Wow. Oh, yes.
Oh, I mean, I walked around with that thing. Enema of the State did not leave that Walkman for a solid year.
That's a flex.
Thank you. Listen to music on a boombox outside.
Oh, hell yes. I had detachable speakers.
I have not done that.
That's awesome.
Oh, that was great. Yeah. It was detachable speakers and a piece of cardboard, and we would try to break dance, man.
Hell yeah.
Work. You just got served. Watched a video from a VHS tape, 100%.
For sure.
Done that.
Yep.
Sent or received a fax.
No doubt. No.
Never have.
No, no, no.
Recorded music from radio to cassette.
100%.
100% did that. Yep. I used to do the top 8 at 8 on Mix 93.3, and then I would call back and try to get the tickets.
Oh, wow.
Only ever won was Tickets to the Edge of Hell, Never Been Back to a Haunted House. Rented a video from Blockbuster.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
Hell yeah.
For sure did that. Access the internet by dial-up.
No chance Mac has done that.
No,
no, no, no.
I used to always pick up the phone to piss my mom off because she'd be like, who picked up the phone?
I'm on the internet!
100%. Used a phone book.
Yep.
100% did that. Sent a postcard.
Yep.
I've 100% done that.
Never.
Used a paper map to get somewhere. Does the MapQuest printed off sheets work where it'd be like, turn left at I-70 East, turn right.
That's what my brothers used to do, but I didn't.
That's what we did.
Yeah.
When it first came, then it became Google Maps.
I still keep a, like, if I'm going somewhere, I have a map in my car at all. I mean, the one time I needed it, we were stuck in Oklahoma outrunning a tornado. I had no idea where I was. There's nothing. It's dark. It's the middle of the day. You can't see anything.
I know where it lands.
So you're just watching. Yeah, exactly. So you're following the map. Like, I would suggest everybody keeps a map in their
when
car.
When we would
times.
Go to Myrtle Beach as a kid, my stepdad would go to AAA and get the map, and he'd have it highlighted all the way through, and I would be in charge of it when it was a goofy movie.
Yep.
Where to, Max? Turn left!
Turn left!
We're going to see Power Line.
Quick trip when you had to go down to AAA and they'd take care of it for you.
Oh, yeah.
Those were the days.
It was awesome. Yeah. I went with them every time. They're like, hey, there's a place here. You'll stop in Tennessee. There's a couple of places, and then it would just be highlighted the whole trip.
Yeah.
And you kind of knew your destination's time or your ETA. Owned a dictionary.
Of course.
100%. It's right here. I'm kidding. Owned an encyclopedia. For sure, I've owned an encyclopedia.
Yeah, that was our how do I say this properly? Our nudie magazines were the early versions of the encyclopedia. Look up women's parts.
And with the 14th out of 20, I have paid with a paper check or check.
Have you, Mac, ever paid with a check?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Anybody still writing 2025 on their checks?
Probably.
Uncle Frank, do you want to help pay for the pizza? Traveler's checks only.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Uncle Frank. So, yeah, that's, I don't know how many people have used on these, but I mean, that is.
I'm 20 for 20.
20 for 20. That fits.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, typewriters were pretty, I mean, they were there, but they were almost like vintage whenever we were
I grew up in a cheap family that didn't understand the need for a word processor or a computer. You've got a typewriter. We'll buy you correction tape.
I mean, I have played with one, but I never like actually did the whole like send it back over, start typing, slide it back over.
Brutal.
Yeah, I can only imagine. But I bet you were better at typing in your life. I don't know.
You know, it was one of the classes that my parents made me take in high school, and I fought them every step of the way, and it's the best class that I ever took.
I'm sure. Yeah. I see a lot of people typing with two fingers. It's
I worked for a guy that was two-finger typing all the time. I'm like, you're wearing a short-sleeve shirt with a tie, Jason, and you're typing with two fingers.
Somebody says from the 785, I will be 40 in a few months. Congratulations. And I have done every single one of these. Mac is making me feel like I'm 65. Floppy disks were kind of like going out of style when I started getting into computers.
Are we talking about the smaller floppies or the big black floppy disks that were actually floppy? Because when they moved to those, like that 3.5-inch thing that the BTK got busted out on, they still called them floppy disks. So are you talking about the big black ones with the circle in the middle or the small ones?
Both. Somebody says, has Mac ever called someone by 1-800-COLLECT?
Yeah. Did you ever have a calling card?
No.
Did you ever use a payphone?
I don't think I have.
I think those are pretty much gone now, right? There's no payphones anymore?
Yeah. I mean,
why would there be, right?
They don't teach
like,
typing
I remember my
school.
Parents doing some of these things and like using the map and the obviously the cassette, all that stuff. But by the time I was doing this, I was.
The last time I saw a payphone, we were in Utah, one of the national parks, and that was 2019. And it was, I think it was working, but I don't know that it was. It was there.
Mm. All right. Hit him up.
He's the first voice you hear 3 hours before kickoff and the first voice you hear after the final whistle.
Future Hall of Fame receiver, future Hall of Fame quarterback, being able to figure it out for the last half of the season.
Here's the new Chiefs Radio Network pregame and postgame show host, Josh Briscoe.
All right, Briscoe, what's your number? I'm going to go quick. You just say yes or no. You ready?
I'm ready.
Rotary phone, used it, yes or no?
No.
Floppy disk?
The little ones, not the actual floppy ones.
Okay, typewriter.
No, I mean, maybe it's like a bit, but not ever genuinely.
Taking photos with a film camera.
Yeah, recently, actually.
Music on a CD.
Absolutely.
Cassette tape.
Yes.
Vinyl record.
Recently.
Listen to music on a Walkman. 100%.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Boombox outside.
Absolutely.
Video from a VHS.
Absolutely.
Sent or received a fax?
Not in the real old-fashioned way.
Okay. Recorded music from a radio to a cassette?
No.
Video from Blockbuster?
Yes.
Internet by dial-up?
Yes.
Phone book?
I don't think so. I wasn't allowed to have friends.
Okay. Postcard?
Yes.
Paper map to get somewhere? MapQuest does help when you print it off your printer and use all your parents' color ink.
I definitely did the latter.
Owned a dictionary?
Oh, yeah.
Owned an encyclopedia?
Yes.
Paid with a check?
Yes.
Look at this kid go, man. Look
How about
at
that?
Me. There you
are,
go.
Are you guys... I felt like Family Feud. I loved that. That was great energy for me. I am ready to talk about mediocre football. And also just the fact that you guys ought to ask Speck to check on the child labor laws just to make sure Mac is above board.
Yeah, that is true. With all those no's that he had, that's a good suggestion, Josh.
Kiss my ass. Have you ever used the ninth overall pick on a running back?
I haven't. I don't think you're going to find me doing it. But look, man, we got a few months to figure that out. You got a few months to convince me there, Brett V.
What do you want to see be happening done at the ninth pick overall for the Kansas City Chiefs? Because I'm in love with Bane from Miami. I don't think he lasts that long, but I want a massive, powerful defensive end.
I was just firing up, and look, thank God we got a mock draft, because there might not be any more between now and April, but I was just looking at the ESPN mock, and it's Bane at 9, and I think that makes a ton of sense. I think for me, I've got kind of, I have the smart investment and the kind of like wishful thinking that would make me even more excited, but might not be the wisest. I would be really happy with either of the top two wide receivers, either Carnell Tate or Jordan Tyson, or I think David Bailey or Reuben Bain. Now, again, the like arm length and the scheme fit and all that. I'll admit right now, I'm watching college football. I am not doing the draft prep and the nitty gritty yet. So that might change as the weeks and months go on. But I think a defensive line is the biggest need, and it fits the value of the pick. And I think wide receiver is a sneaky big need. And I don't know, you could throw tight end in there as well, but 9's kind of a weird no man's land there. I like Sadiq, but I don't think that you want to probably spend a top 10 pick there. I think that wide receiver is sneakily important, and it's really hard to get a blue chip wide receiver outside of the top 10, but that's also true for the defensive line, and they really need to add another horse on that defensive line. A real blue chip player would be such a big deal.
How much of this conversation do you think is going to be totally different after free agency happens?
And
I say free agency, trade free agency, period, sure. You know.
I think it will be different, but I actually think that because of the nature of where you're making the pick, obviously they're going to end up having, and I think Veach has done this every year, they're going to end up having a reasonable 53-man roster before the draft comes around. And so I do think they have to add two running backs. So you have to add a free agent and a rookie, like it is in some form or fashion. You're going to have to really overhaul the defensive line room in a number of ways. So I think that, and obviously whatever happens with the corners, that will change some things, but I don't think it will change the conversation at number 9 very much. I guess Brian Cook could end up impacting things a little bit, but you don't want to end up in a place where you're saying, okay, well, we're either going to get Caleb Downs at 9, or we're not going to have a safety we love back there. So I think it will be, the edges will be softened. There will be a running back on this roster who you feel all right about, so it's not love or bust. You will have defensive linemen on this roster who you can say, okay, well, George Karloftis and Chris Jones and free agent 1 and free agent 2, they can kind of set the floor for you with Jelotti and Omar Norman Lott or whatever, but you're going to need to add another guy that has a higher ceiling than that. So obviously a lot of those spots will be filled out. The roster will be rounded a little bit, but I think the need at the top is going to remain, because I don't think there is an answer at defensive line or wide receiver that they can get on the free agent market. Which I think is why those positions feel so clear to me.
Yeah, but also too, you say free agent market. I'm not saying there's not going to be trades either, you know. And, sure. I think this could be a year where we see another Tyreek Hill type of trade, where somebody, maybe Trent McDuffie of big name, is traded to make your overall roster better.
And I'm open to that as well. I think even if it is McDuffie, again, just specifically talking about number 9, even if they do move McDuffie, I think now you're looking at having to reinvest in the cornerback room, and maybe that's trading McDuffie and letting Jalen Watson walk. That will change the order of the needs, but just kind of the pocket of where the talent looks to be in the top 10, I think that's going to be relatively consistent. And look, I mean, I think they are in decision-making territory on Rashee Rice pretty soon, and mm-hmm. I that might be like a That would have to be a pretty big curveball, I think, because coming into this year, he seemed like a foundational piece. And now you're just kind of wondering what the future holds there one way or the other. But I think if anything, I don't think there's anything that they're going to be able to do pre-draft that will give you the new number one wide receiver or your new number one pass rusher. And that's what you'd be hoping to get at nine if you do go receiver or edge.
I want to ask you this, because what is your take on the Chiefs offensive line? Is it great? Is it good? Is it just fine? Or does it need improvement?
It's better than it's getting credit for right now, and I understand why that's happening. A lot of people, you know, you watch what the lines looked like to end the season, and you go, man, they just couldn't protect anybody. I'd say, yeah, you're right, because it was Creed Humphrey and Kingsley Suamataia and three dudes that were not on the radar before the season began. I think, and there's an asterisk here, of course, but I think the fully healthy version of this offensive line, and even with Jalen Moore at right tackle instead of Juwan Taylor for next year, I think that starting five is a pretty darn good group. I think what we saw from Josh Simmons when he was out there, I think is unbelievably encouraging. Like, again, if he's consistent, if he's that guy going forward, and if he plays 16 or 17 games a year, that's your offensive tackle, your left tackle for the next decade. If he's on that, not even if he takes huge leaps, if he just continues to evolve a little bit from what we saw this year, that's a solution. I think one of the best stories of this year was Kingsley Suamataia at left guard. That was a huge question mark coming into this year. We talked about it all the time. We were talking about Jalen Moore maybe being a guy who could kick inside if they need to. We talked about Wanya Morris maybe needing to compete at guard. And Kingsley took that job in a chokehold and never let it go for a second. I mean, really, really encouraging considering how hard his rookie season must have been on him to have that answer in year two. Really impressive. So I'm good at left guard. You're obviously good at center and right guard. You've locked those guys up long term. And then the combo of Jalen Moore and maybe Esipole now being kind of your swing tackle candidate. Or heck, if Pole beats Jalen Moore in camp next year, and Jalen Moore just gets a really nice deal for 2 years being your number three tackle because young guys beat him out, that's okay. So I feel pretty good about the O-line group, and I think you've got long-term answers at four of those spots, maybe five.
Yeah, and I think also, too, you know, you look at that offensive line, and then you look at Patrick Mahomes, and Damon was on earlier and talked a lot about what Patrick needs to do to get better this offseason. How much does he need to improve this offseason?
I mean, it's tough because I do think there are some answers worth discussing. And then you also have to say now do that while rehabbing a torn ACL or a repaired ACL at this point. So I do think that changes the math a little bit. I would love, and this has been true multiple times, and this is a combination of Mahomes and the coaching and the pass catchers and the O-line even to some extent, even though I just praised them for a couple minutes. I would love to see Patrick Mahomes come in the next year or whenever he's available next year with a settled nature to him, where it doesn't feel like things get sped up quite as easily, or he gets not thrown out of sorts. That makes it sound like he's, you know, the worst versions of Baker Mayfield we've seen, or the worst versions of Josh Allen, you know, with the interceptions and weird turnovers. That's not the problem. But he does get out of the rhythm a little bit sometimes when it feels like, and this is a little bit of a cliche at this point, I know, but when it feels like he doesn't quite trust what's going on around him. Mm-hmm. We saw the impact of those really struggling offensive lines in years past kind of speed up the clock in his head a little bit, and it felt like he wasn't always trusting his protection, and sometimes he would leave an okay pocket because he was used to bailing out of pockets by necessity. I think you've had times where the wide receiving group was really disappointing and he started to lose some faith in his deep ball because they weren't being caught, losing some faith in guys being in the right place at the right time, so you lean on Travis Kelce even more because you know where he's going to be. Well, then Travis Kelce has a drops problem that turns into interceptions, and the cycle there continues. Then you have the schematic side of what is he seeing, what are opposing defenses preparing for all week, and have you evolved? Have you made anything easier on Mahomes in the running game? And the answer there has largely been no, or at least not enough for the way that the NFL moves so fast right now. So all of that to say, those are real factors that I believe do impact Patrick Mahomes in a very real way. And I think if you asked Mahomes, he'd say, yeah, I don't want to be as affected by the circumstances when things do get a little bit out of sorts. So I think this is an enormous, enormous offseason for the Chiefs to figure out how can we stabilize some of these pieces a little bit more. And then Mahomes has to be ready to take advantage of those when he comes back. Obviously, he's going to do it off of his shortest offseason ever in terms of what he can do with football things. He might not take the field until week one, or, you know, until practice. practice leading up to that. And that's even kind of optimistic. So it's going to be really, really, it's going to be a hugely important offseason. And it's tough to point at Mahomes right now because the first thing he's got to do is get back on a field.
Yeah, kind of maybe the same question, but wide receiver 6'5" or running back like Breece Hall makes Patrick Mahomes better?
I think the Travis Kelce element of it is what makes me really lean towards the pass catcher, the number one, whoever that next era is going to be with. One of the things that I was most hopeful to see this year was kind of that passing of the baton from Travis Kelce to Rashee Rice to give Mahomes one target that he can just rely on wholeheartedly, where the chemistry is there and the relationship is there and the talent and the focus and the execution and all of the effort. All of that comes together where I didn't need Rashee Rice to suddenly be as good as the greatest tight end of all time, but you wanted him to really kind of clarify himself as the number one option.
Yeah.
No running back in this offense is ever going to be the number one option, nor should it. And that's not me saying they shouldn't invest in running back a little bit, but it's never going to be the number one thing you do. The number one thing you do is always going to be have Patrick Mahomes. So I really do think that right now, maybe there's a world where next year's the year for Rashee Rice, and maybe you do just cobble it together in a way that we've seen great quarterbacks deal with having a bunch of guys as opposed to the alpha surrounded by a bunch of guys. But, you know, the proverbial New England Patriots era Randy Moss unlocking the offense was something that we all remember for good reason. It wasn't all Julian Edelman and Wes Welker. Some of the most fun stuff for the greatest quarterback, the most decorated quarterback of all time, came when he had Gronk or Randy Moss. So I do still think that finding that real number one pairing for Mahomes, mm-hmm. I think is still the thing that I want the most. But they do need to have not just another running back. They need to have a running game that can take that burden off of Mahomes. That's another thing that a lot of quarterbacks have. Josh Allen, I'm sure you guys have talked about it, but Josh Allen had that this year in spades. He didn't have to be Superman because his running back played like Superman. So I do think that having a way to take a little bit of that burden off of Mahomes' shoulders in the running game, that is a real thing that they do need to solve this year. But I think that also happens if you ever give him a real number one wide receiver who you can say, hey, you know what? I'm going to throw the ball in this instance. I'm going to throw it up to Carnell Tate and let him make a play. He has not had a lot of guys able to do that during his time here.
No doubt. Gosh, I was going to ask you something, but I forgot what it was. Briscoe, I'm hoping you're enjoying the time off. Get to have a whole offseason to kind of regroup and then get right back to it, man. We appreciate all the time you gave us this year and continue to do great things.
I had a blast. I thought for sure we'd be doing this at least a few more times. Yep. I was prepared to chat to you guys all the way till February, but that's how it goes, I guess. So thanks for having me again. We will we'll be in touch, I'm sure. If we do get now we know the draft spot, I guess. If we get Roger Goodell to say those beautiful words, the number one overall pick, the Kansas City Chiefs select Carnell Tate.
Why? Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Receiver, Ohio State. You guys don't have to call me. I'll call you.
No, okay, not about it. Sounds good. We appreciate that. Sounds like a deal. We'll talk to you in April.
Thanks, fellas.
You got Josh Briscoe there for the Chiefs pre- and post-game show. That's your host there, Josh Briscoe. Appreciate the time he gave us this year. Coming up on the other side, we'll get back into what job ranks the best and who's no longer coaching in the NFL and whose seat might be hot next year here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Fidelity. Can I get a second opinion on stocks in the Fidelity app?
With Fidelity, it's easy to get an outside opinion from independent experts in a single score.
And then?
When you're ready, trade U.S. stocks and ETFs with no commissions.
That's right.
I am always right.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and a retail Fidelity account. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.